you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Down on Main Street, directly in front of Blueberry Haven, is where you'll be. We say hello to Justin and Jeremy of Blueberry Haven. How are you, you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Excited to be here.
Who would have thought that blueberries would have taken off in the way that blueberries have taken off?
Great. Well, they're great for you. Yeah,
they are really good for you. And we're learning more and more about how good they are
for
you.
We really are.
How long have you guys been in business with Blueberry Haven?
We started in 2007.
Okay.
And we've been in the storefront since 2011. Tiffany Bulk started the company in 07 at the farmer's market.
Wonderful. Because I don't want to assume people listening know everything about Blueberry Haven. There's people moving into town all the time, right?
Absolutely.
So this is a chance to, you know, start from the beginning and talk about Blueberry Haven and your business. But, I mean, you take it a step further. You guys do so many cool things with blueberries. I mean, we're talking coffee, blueberry muffin mix, butter, not to mention... You do demonstrations on site, too, don't you?
Every Saturday.
Yeah, every Saturday we cook with one of our products, so you can come down between 10:30 until we close or if we run out. Sometimes we do in the summer when it's really busy. And you get to sample a cool little chef snack with one of our products.
I love it.
Now, provide like a recipe card for it, too.
Oh, you do?
Nice. Yeah. People can take it. They can get the product. They can take the product at home.
There you go. Buy the product there. Get the card. Boom.
Exactly.
Go home and make it. I love that. Wine About Winter is going to be amazing tomorrow. What are you doing for that?
We're really excited for that. We're going to do our barbecue meatballs. We make all of our meatballs in-house, so we make them from scratch and no store-bought.
Yep, we're going to do a sweet and sour meatball. It's a crowd favorite. We've done it a couple times at the shop. So
with blueberries?
With blueberries. We use one of our blueberry jams.
Okay.
Which we're using Lake Michigan blueberry jelly tomorrow. We mix it with a little chili sauce and a little hot sauce.
That's it.
Like old school 70s cocktail meatballs.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, they did it with grape jelly. So, like,
old school 70 cocktail meatballs.
We're doing blueberry jelly. You know, that's our thing.
A great name for a band. Old school 70s cocktail meatballs. I love that. So, it gives it that blueberry. Can you taste the blueberry in the meatball?
Absolutely.
Really?
I mean, it's three components. So, yeah, blueberry is 50% of one of the
components.
There
you go.
So, yeah.
Have you learned a lot about blueberries over the years working, you know, owning Blueberry Haven?
Yeah.
We have. We do a lot of research on blueberries.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, and what we can do with it and different products. You know, we're fortunate enough that, you know, we're able to make the product here in town, most of it. So we can experiment. We can go right across the street, Justice Bakery in Grand Haven.
And run
a new product and have it on the shelf in a couple weeks if we want to.
I love that. What else pairs good with blueberry besides lemon?
Pretty much everything. I mean, we have blueberry lavender. We do
blueberry
orange.
Blueberry orange, blueberry rhubarb, blueberry lime.
Yeah.
We did a blueberry hot honey.
That's what
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yep.
We talked about that the last time that you were in. So the last time that you were in, it was still cold outside. I'm assuming you had a great summer and all of that. And
it was really nice.
Was it?
Really, a really good year of growth for the company, which is really cool.
How did you grow?
Consistency.
Just consistency.
Okay.
Just, you know, really pushing the brand forward, doing our Saturday demos. We gain tons of new customers and our old customers that continue to visit us. We're very fortunate, you know.
Well, and we have our fun videos we film every week, and we're like, okay, what can we do to make it weird? What can we do to switch it up?
You guys have done a great job with your social media.
Yeah, we just try to have fun with it. You know, we don't take it too seriously.
No.
We really want to get people down. And, you know, that's the thing with, like, Saturdays. It's really just come hang out with us. You don't have to buy anything at the store. Come down, have a snack, talk to us, you know, kind of keep
it
lively.
To our regulars.
Because, you know, that person.
We're a great community sport.
Yeah. That person comes into your store. They hang out with you. They may not buy anything, but it's top of mind.
Absolutely.
They remember Blueberry Haven, and the next time they need something, they're going to head into your store.
And they do.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate it.
They do. And then, you know, we ship all over the country. So, you know, like we had spoken earlier, they come in the summer, they see a product they like, they go home, we ship it to them, whether it be coffee or their favorite jam.
There's a number of people that will consistently order coffee every 6 weeks.
Yep.
Really? Do you? What about swag? Do you have anything that says Blueberry Haven on it?
Oh, we do. We're very fortunate. Marushka, we teamed up with Marushka this year. Randy
really
at Marushka.
Cool.
Okay.
And they did a really, really cool design for us. So, yeah, we have sweatshirts. We have t-shirts.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
I love that.
We're very fortunate.
Blueberry.
There's blueberry everything.
I like that you have nice little blueberry boxes, too, with all kinds of things in them so that you can just ship that off to someone.
Boxes, they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
They really, really are. I love. And then blueberry balsamic garlic vinaigrette. I never would have thought that that would go together, but it does.
Absolutely. We have two dressings. So, that, yeah, those are two salad dressings that we have.
Wow.
They're big sellers.
They're big sellers.
How important is Grand Haven Main Street to what you guys do at Blueberry Haven?
Extremely important.
Why?
I mean, because it's our flagship. It's our store. It's a small town. It's a story. I mean, that store, Blueberry Haven, was started in Grand Haven.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is our home. So mm-hmm. it's not like we have three satellite stores or anything like that. We are a Grand Haven store.
Right.
So we are Grand Haven original.
But it also takes, I mean, it takes a community. It takes the Main Street as a whole for us to all collaborate and work together to really try to continue to grow our tourism and, you know, bringing more people in, and how can we do that outreach? And we can't do it solo. So you have to rely on the help of everyone else too.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate enough. There's just a ton of great businesses down here.
That's a fact.
You know, we team up with them. They make product for us. I mean, we're always looking local first. Like, mm-hmm. how can we lean into what we already have? Because there's so many unique businesses.
I mean, all of our blueberries come from West Michigan.
That story right there is amazing within itself. It's not like they come from, you know, Upper Michigan or the U. They come from West Michigan.
Yeah. They're not
the blueberry fields.
I
drive by.
They're right there. There they are.
I know.
That's where they come from.
That's
so
amazing.
We just have a very, you know, unique opportunity to have it all in our backyard.
Very cool. What are your hours at Blueberry Haven?
We are open right now Monday through Saturday, 10:30. Or I'm sorry, 10 to 5:30.
Okay, 10 to 5:30.
Yep, and we're closed on Sunday.
Okay,
and then we do demos every Saturday.
Yeah, what time is that?
10:30 until close, or if we sell out.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like 3:34.
3:34.
Awesome. Yeah. Is there anything else we need to know about Blueberry Haven? What is to come? Anything to look forward to?
Yeah, we have tons of stuff. I mean, Main Street is busy. I mean, the great thing is that it's busy during the winter. So they put up these great events. We have Wine About Winter tomorrow
night.
Oh,
it's going to be so much fun.
Really excited about that.
Next week, we have indoor sidewalk sales for all of Main Street.
When is that? Next weekend?
Yeah.
Next weekend. So I'm doing a demo.
Winterfest.
And then Winterfest is going on as well.
That coincides with the indoor. Okay, indoor
really
sidewalk
good.
Sales. All right.
So little things just to kind of keep the downtown alive and popping.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here so early. It is early.
It's early.
we talked about this off the air. You guys, I could go outside right now and drop a pin, and you'd be able to hear it in Grand Haven.
Absolutely.
This now.
But yeah, your social media, your Instagram, the reels, and the Facebook that you do, I laugh every time I see them.
Thank you.
It's kind of like a little window to your soul about, you know, what you guys care about and how much you get along and how much you care about Grand Haven and Blueberry Haven.
Oh, absolutely.
So, certainly appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
All right, head to Blueberry Haven today and, of course, tomorrow for Wine About Winter. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything.